This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for making me part of your weekend. Tonight, the final episode of the 26th season of Survivor will air on CBS. A two-hour finale followed by the one-hour reunion show. Last month, I had Andy Dehnart, who publishes a website about reality TV, on America Weekend, and we were talking about how this season of Survivor really wasn't that good, about how the quality of the show had slipped over the years, mostly because of the presence of Brandon Hance and Philip Shepherd. And now it seems that a battle between the two of them that started on the show is leaking over into tonight's reunion. So I've asked Andy to join me on the show and talk about it a little bit. Hi, Andy. Welcome back to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So what's the story on what's going to happen tonight at the reunion?
So what I've heard and what Brandon's uncle, Russell Hance, who you'll remember from the many seasons that he was on, confirmed on Twitter, is that Brandon has basically been disinvited to the reunion, which has never before happened. Survivors always attend the reunion. They're always there, even if they're ignored by Jeff Probst. So he will apparently not be there, in part just because they were worried about what would happen if there was conflict between him and Philip, I guess.
No.
Which shows you that this is more than just like a sort of disagreement about what happened. There's like actual, you know, somebody feels threatened or they're worried about actual violence.
All right. Now, I want to delve into this a little bit because I think we touched on this a little bit last time we talked, but I want to get into a little bit more. This kid, Brandon Hance, was only really on the show because his uncle, Russell Hance, was one of the great villains in Survivor history, although he overstayed his welcome in returning to the show, and his outsized personality I don't think was any boost to the quality of Survivor. And then having Brandon come on the show as a guy who the first time around was obviously on a psychological seesaw, then they invited him back for this fans and favorites season, although I don't know anybody who would call him a favorite, just like many of the others who were on there. They brought him back, and he went even crazier, which brings into question the, quote, psychological background checks that the producers of Survivor have told us for a long time they do on each and every contestant. Isn't it their fault that this guy is going crazy on their TV show?
100%. I think there's no doubt in the culpability of the producers here. And, you know, after the Brandon Hance episode aired, I wrote a post that was melodramatically titled that Jeff Probst had murdered Survivor after 26 years, because by doing this kind of casting, they're just sort of throwing all caution to the wind and saying, we just value drama instead of like how this affects real people, both Brandon and other people. And that's disturbing. And, you know, it's one thing to sort of be emotionally and physically affected by what happens on Survivor. And we've seen that a lot. Like, people break down. It's hard to live out there without food and water and being in this social game. But then there's a difference between someone who just can't handle it and is freaking out. And that's what happened with Brandon this season, who essentially had to be removed from the game, although they sort of went through this charade of having him be, quote-unquote, voted out. But that was clearly just a terrible decision on their part. And the fact that they're not inviting him to the reunion, I think, just shows that they have finally acknowledged that maybe they made a huge mistake here.
Do you think that he would have been a physical danger on tonight's show?
I don't know if he would have been, like, actually, in terms of on a live reunion, probably not. I think he, or in hope he would have more restraint than that. But I think they just, I think if you want to look at this cynically, the way that, you know, not inviting him on means they don't have to deal with what actually happened out there, so they can just kind of like ignore it and move on. So I'm just going to be really interested to see how they handle it. Do they address it? Do they just say he couldn't make it and pretend that he never existed and try to erase this ugly chapter in Survivor's history?
And yet you found some tweets from Russell Hance, Brandon's uncle, saying he's planning on being there and more.
Yeah, which this is, I mean, Russell is kind of obviously his same personality on Twitter. Because he's such a terrible writer, I'm not 100% sure if he was insisting that he'd be at the finale or if he'd just be in L.A. and interacting with the other cast members and going to all the parties and social gatherings that they do outside of the actual finale. But his tweets were very much threatening to Philip, threatening to fight him, and saying that he had retained an attorney to get him out of jail after he did some unnamed thing to Philip, which is, you know, that, and like, and I think if you look at that, like, this is the kind of animal that CBS has created by repeatedly just sort of giving Russell all this attention when, in fact, they should have just ignored him long ago.
Yeah, and by the way, they deserve Philip, too, because they're the ones who decided to bring him back. Obviously, he's a guy who's not connected right.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, to be honest, I think Philip is a lot more grounded. And what was really surprising to me, as much as I hated Philip when you and I talked, and he was just a kind of an awful character, and then they were just using him way too much, saying the same things over and over again. When he was voted off, both in his exit words that were on the show and then in the clips that they put online, he seemed really intelligent and really rational, almost to the point where you could see that what he was doing on the island was more of a sort of actual strategy, however delusional and frustrating and annoying that was. So I do think there is a difference between Philip and Brandon pretty specifically. And I think that Philip, for everything that we don't like about what he did on the island, I think he is much more grounded and sane ultimately than other people.
Now, the other controversy about Survivor is another thing that you have discovered on Twitter, which is that one of the final five contestants, Dawn, who seems like she's walking an emotional tightrope every day on that show, apparently has had it with people going after her online, right?
Exactly, yeah. So on Wednesday's episode, Dawn made a decision to vote off one of her best friends on the show, and as a strategic decision, and a lot of people disagreed with that, and that's fine, and that's what happens on Survivor. But because this is the internet and people are terrible to other people on the internet, they were making threats against her and her family, and worse, just saying really horrible things about her that far transcended disagreeing with her actions in the context of an emotionally charged game. And so finally she just said, you know, my family shouldn't have to see this, and I can't put up with it. And she was even trying to respond to people who were being really nasty to her. And online that doesn't really succeed, because people, when they're anonymous and sitting in their houses and typing mean things at other people, you know, aren't really rational.
It's unbelievable to me how personal people get when they have that cloak of anonymity online.
Exactly. It's nothing that they would say to someone's face, and which is just, that's pretty sad. You know, it's one, again, like, feel free to get mad at someone or be upset with their behavior, but don't be a jerk.
All right, so there are five contestants going into the finale tonight: Dawn, Cochran, Eddie, Sherry, and Eric. Who's going to win this thing?
I think it's Cochran's. I think he will probably walk away with it because he's been sort of strategic and everyone still likes him. I think Dawn might have had a chance, but she thought that voting off Brenda would be a strategic move on her part. But I think that the jury is going to view that negatively as betrayal rather than as a strategic move. So my guess would be that Cochran easily walks away with a prize tonight. I don't think Sherry has a chance, and I doubt that Eddie has much of one either. I think they'll both just sort of be taken to the end as pawns.
I think it's funny you forgot Eric, because he's the guy everybody forgets on that show. He barely has had a presence, which means unlikeliest to win, right?
Exactly, and I think he barely knows that he's on the show, and like, even including hilarious things like he says, like, you know, I just figured out that having immunity keeps you safe. Like, congratulations, Eric, it's your second time playing, and
yeah,
you figured out the easiest part of the game.
Yeah, this is the guy, by the way, who the first time he played made the biggest mistake in Survivor history by giving away immunity to an attractive woman on the show who promised him that everything would be okay, and then, of course, everything turned and he was voted off 5 seconds later. So
exactly.
I think people will still hold that against him now. I hope that Cochran does win this thing. He's the most likable of the returnees to this show. And also, here's a guy who has watched the show for all 26 seasons. I mean, I'm in the same category. I've seen every episode. You probably have too, Andy.
Right.
But this is a guy who, you know, he's rehearsed this moment hundreds of times at home, hasn't he?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, he sort of made a strategic error the last time he played. Playing again gave him a chance to fix those problems. And I think he's also self-aware, so he kind of can recognize when he's being ridiculous. And I think that's something that both the jury and fans at home appreciate. So, yeah, I would be very satisfied with him as the winner.
Me too. And plus, he won a couple of challenges along the way, so he can really say that he outplayed, outlasted, and outwitted the others. Andy, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on and talking about this controversy.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll enjoy the finale tonight and see what happens.
Yeah, that's Andy Dehnart, TV critic, writer, publisher of RealityBlurred.com. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.
Paul Harris.
America Weekend.